Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a radio presenter called Hayley talking about going to an indoor snowboarding centre near London.
Hi everyone, Hayley here. I'm going to tell you about an indoor snowboarding centre near London that I went to recently. I'd never done indoor snowboarding before and was surprised how good the snow was. The hill there is the longest in the country, at 220 metres. The other indoor hills are only 170 metres, so this one is 50 metres longer. Obviously, you need a huge building to have something that big inside, which is why indoor snowboarding centres are often set up in old farm buildings. The one I went to was once a factory, though, but I'm not sure what was made there. There were plenty of other sports to do at the centre as well as snowboarding. There's skiing, of course, which I'm planning to do next time, and climbing walls for people of all ages and experience. I got to the top of the one I went on, so was really pleased with myself. A skateboarding area is opening in a few months too. My visit wasn't completely without its problems, though. Usually, I have no difficulties using the lifts at outdoor ski resorts, but the ones at the indoor centre were very different, and it took me a while to get used to them. The boots I used were fine, though, as was the snowboard. The entrance fee includes any extra clothing you'll need, so there's no need to take a big coat. And the centre has a few shops and a really nice cafe. The food's very expensive, though, so unless you want to spend a lot of money, bring a picnic with you. If you want to find out more, the centre has a great website. The address is www.excordic.com. I'll spell that for you. It's excordic.com.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone, Hayley here. I'm going to tell you about an indoor snowboarding centre near London that I went to recently. I'd never done indoor snowboarding before and was surprised how good the snow was. The hill there is the longest in the country, at 220 metres. The other indoor hills are only 170 metres, so this one is 50 metres longer. Obviously, you need a huge building to have something that big inside, which is why indoor snowboarding centres are often set up in old farm buildings. The one I went to was once a factory, though, but I'm not sure what was made there. There were plenty of other sports to do at the centre as well as snowboarding. There's skiing, of course, which I'm planning to do next time, and climbing walls for people of all ages and experience. I got to the top of the one I went on, so was really pleased with myself. A skateboarding area is opening in a few months too. My visit wasn't completely without its problems, though. Usually, I have no difficulties using the lifts at outdoor ski resorts, but the ones at the indoor centre were very different, and it took me a while to get used to them. The boots I used were fine, though, as was the snowboard. The entrance fee includes any extra clothing you'll need, so there's no need to take a big coat. And the centre has a few shops and a really nice cafe. The food's very expensive, though, so unless you want to spend a lot of money, bring a picnic with you. If you want to find out more, the centre has a great website. The address is www.excordic.com. I'll spell that for you. It's excordic.com.
That is the end of part 3.